Hello, I am Michelle Masurgeon, and you are listening to the Upstate Housing Program, bringing you news and information about affordable housing in the Capital Region. I am reporting live at Albany City Hall, where housing advocates and citizens continue to push for affordable housing relief. City of Albany Common Council is hearing from the public regarding passage of a resolution asking the mayor to fund a housing vacancy study. The vacancy study is the first step to expand the Emergency Tenant Protection Act, which will enable the city to regulate rents in order to preserve affordable rentals. But the city first needs, through the study, to prove less than 5% of buildings with 6 units or more built before 1974 are vacant. What is your name? Can you say that again?
Shatiqua Pennell Hyman.
And Shatiqua, are you here representing yourself or with an organization?
I work with the Albany Damien Center, but I'm here tonight for myself.
And what are you concerned about this resolution, and what are you looking for the Common Council to do?
Well, I want them to take into consideration that the rent that is being charged is not affordable at all. The circumstances haven't changed. Income sources are pretty slim for some families. The rent is just rising, and it's not accommodating the families at all. It's actually hurting them. And with that, kids are missing school. Parents are not taking their medication. There's a lot of homelessness. There's illegal activity. The kids are forced to provide for their family because maybe the parent can't. And it's putting these families in a tough bind. And I think that our city should be helping instead of hurting.
So this resolution is looking, if we have the vacancy rate of 5%, it would regulate the rents. So how do you see regulating the rent? Would it increase, you think, affordable housing, more affordable housing units in the city by capping the rents?
Well, the affordable housing cap is not the issue. The stipulations attached to the cap is the issue. The criminal background, you can only have a certain amount of children in the household. The household can only be a certain amount. There's a lot of stipulations that come with the rent cap. So the rent cap will be one part, but there are other adversities that people have to face too.
Are you talking about public housing or private?
Public.
Okay, So I believe this is for all housing.
Okay.
That's 6 units or more.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's a start. Hopefully we get a good turnaround. Again, I work with a population that is very, very vulnerable, and I'm in city court a lot for housing purposes, and this will be a start. So I'm very optimistic. I just want to see where this goes. I intend to meet and come to the meetings as often as I can to see the progress. And I'm just going to be hopeful at this point.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
And what is your name and what organization are you with?
Hi, so my name is Tanique Williams, and I am a communications manager with Citizen Action of New York.
And why are you here today, and what are you looking for the Common Council to do regarding this resolution?
I am here today to support housing as a human right. I believe that how we are in a housing crisis, where nearly half of the renters here in Albany are paying more than 30% of their income on rent, and we believe that this could be made worse by gentrification if these standards are not set in place now. So we believe that this is the first step to laying that groundwork to housing stability in Albany.
Now, we just heard that the housing committee, did pass the resolution to do the study. How do you think that's going to go through through the mayor's office?
According to our lead organizer, we believe that this vacancy study will locate about 5,600 units that could be stabilized in Albany.
This would keep 5,600 apartments affordable?
Potentially, yes, we believe. Uh-huh. That's an estimate of how many units we could stabilize. So the important thing to remember is that this is not going to, this is just going to keep rent from going beyond a level that people can afford to pay. So this is just about making sure that people are not pushed out of their communities, that the people who call this place home and work hard, and we just want to make put that layer of protection in for them so they don't be forced out of their homes.
And what is your name, and are you with any specific organization?
My name is Lauren Manning, and I do work with the community-based organization, but tonight I'm here representing myself, a lifelong city resident.
What did you think, you know, with the passage of this resolution in the Housing Committee, what do you see happening down the road, and what are your concerns?
I'm really excited it passed out of the committee. I hope it goes just as smoothly passing, you know, in the full Common Council. My concerns, I think, are similar to some of the council members' concerns, which is there is going to be a big pushback from developers and maybe some of the representatives who represent wealthier wards. That's my concern. I think it's really tone deaf to ignore all the people on the ground who tell you year after year after year that rents are no longer affordable in Albany. We can't continue to use minimum wage workers to keep prices low on hamburgers and basic services that we all use every day, and then forget to provide them protections where they can support themselves and their families in safe and affordable housing.
So if I am a landlord, I take it that part of being a property owner is that I understand there's going to be certain risks when I get a property. So do you see that there's going to be some huge exodus of these large developers not building housing?
I don't think so, because I think in the current climate, they're provided with so many incentives and tax breaks. How could they say no? And I think in the long run, landlords will see that it will be cheaper for them, because when tenants can afford the rent, they stay for years, sometimes even decades. It's a lot cheaper to keep a tenant that can afford the rent than to constantly have vacant housing after evictions.
From the landlord point of view, I think one of the other concerns is now they're not going to take care of their building if their rent is capped.
I don't think taking care of your building it can even be related to capping your rent. If anything, it provides you more resources where you can care for your building. I think not having the resources to maintain your living residence, so for example, to buy proper cleaning supplies, to replace small things and repair small things that you may have done and don't need to call the landlord for if you had a couple extra dollars in your pocket. So I don't think those two are relational.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, yes, I would like to add, as a tenant of the former Ida Yarbrough Housing, I am watching gentrification in real time happen around me. I remember when we couldn't even get a pizza delivery in the neighborhood, and now I'm watching multi-million dollar luxury housing go up a half a block away from me, and it's very concerning to me. Obviously, property values rising is good for everybody, but not when they rise so fast and so disproportionately that it pushes the people who have been there from generations out.
Thank you very much. Point well taken. Okay, and what is your name and who do you represent?
My name's Alfredo Ballo, and I'm the 11th Ward Common Council Representative for the City of Albany.
So I understand the committee passed the resolution for the vacancy control, and what do you see coming out of that?
I think the study is something, it's a good step forward. I look forward to seeing how it moves forward, and I hope that once that's done, we can start moving forward with a policy for our city. I think our city needs to be a city that everyone can afford to live in and people don't feel that they're priced out of.
When you came to Albany, did you find it was an affordable city?
I moved up here because for college, and I stayed here because it was an affordable place for me to have my family and my home. It's now my community, and I'm very proud of my community, but I want to make sure that it doesn't become, you know, a community that prices out, you know, people who are trying to make ends meet. You know, after grad school, my first job, I was only making $30,000 a year. You know, that's not a lot of money when you're trying to pay for bills, pay for student loans, and, you know, so forth. And I was very lucky that I was able to purchase a home, and it was a multi-unit, and it made me a landlord at the tender age of 25. So I understand the other side as well. But I think it's important that You know, we continue to fight to make this a city where everyone can come and everyone can feel like they can raise their family.
Wonderful. Thank you.